Bloody Mary Podcast.
Welcome to the Bloody Mary Podcast, where we talk about all things horror while drinking a Bloody Mary. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Tammy, and we are totally married.
Ow! And with us tonight to talk about our favorite zombie films is a rad special guest.
Oh,
she is a musician, composer, singer-songwriter, and actress among many other things in the realm of entertainment. Most notably, she played Heather in my short film Night of the Witch and also composed the score, which garnered her 3 awards.
Yeah!
I'd like to welcome Tanya Bauman to the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for being here.
I know. We planned on doing this before the pandemic.
We did, yeah. We planned it like a year or so ago. The pandemic happened, and then all our guests had to be pushed aside. We got so many lined up.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, glad you're here. This is cool.
We're excited.
Yeah. Me too.
Well, before we jump into our zombie favorites, we're going to do a little bit of interviewing.
Yes.
So what's your favorite horror movie and why?
Okay, that's such a big question.
It is.
That's so hard to answer. I was bouncing around ideas earlier. I asked Sai, like, hey, what horror film do I talk about the most? We kind of talked about The Shining and Silence of the Lambs. He said I talk about those, like, a lot. So those are good, just classic creepy ones. But then I thought of The Cabin in the Woods. That is such a fun movie. That was one of the most just fun, impactful horror movies. I don't even know if it really counts as a pure horror movie, but it's a good horror comedy.
I think so. Yeah.
I think it does.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one's just so fun. I love how they took all the archetypes and all the tropes and then just kind of made them feel fresh.
Yeah.
And I love all the creatures in that. There's a moment where all the creatures have escaped and the elevators open and they all just come and smash into each other.
It's like
the
best part.
I was just giddy watching that.
Yeah.
It's so fun. So I think that one has some of the most rewatch value for me. I could watch that every year for Halloween and still enjoy it.
That's a great one. I think we rewatched that like a year or so ago.
Yeah.
But that's really good.
Yeah.
I like that whole gimmick of the stoner kid.
Yeah.
Like the weed interfered with the signal.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they have these chemicals that they pump into the room and I think that make them more influenceable.
Yeah.
And the weed interfered with that.
Negated it.
And he's really paranoid to begin with because he's a stoner. So he knows what's going on the whole time and they don't believe him. He's like, do not read the Latin. I'm drawing the line, do not read the Latin.
Right?
And the whole basement thing is fun where all the little toys are down there.
Yeah, for sure.
Bring out the monsters.
And I really like the two, I forget the actors' names, but the two main guys that are operating the thing.
Yeah.
They're really funny.
That whole dynamic is so hilarious. And they have the whole betting system on how the people are going to die. I just think it's a clever movie. It's really fresh and fun.
That's a great pick. Yeah.
That is a great pick.
Thank you.
Sure. Heck yeah.
I'm glad to hear you think I have good taste.
Or when Thor like whacks against the...
Yeah.
You think he's going to live.
Yeah.
But
and then he doesn't.
Yeah.
So the next question is, what got you into acting and composing?
That's another big one. So I actually started acting when I was 8 years old. My brother went... We went to a high school up in Riverside. I don't know. I mean, I don't think people are going to know where that is, but north of Spokane. He was in a drama program at the high school, and I really wanted to learn to act. I thought it was so cool that he was in drama. So he actually convinced the director to write in a part and cast me in a play. My first play was Treasure Island. And she wrote in a part for me as, like, the captain's daughter. And I had probably one or two lines. But I was just hooked. And she actually kept bringing me in for shows. So I got to just start building my acting chops from that age forward. And
that's awesome.
I'm really grateful that I got to do that. That was really cool. And we actually, she started a program too where they did a mentorship between the high school students and the third graders. That's the grade I was in at the time. So that's kind of what got me in there. And so I got to do a lot of theatrical acting.
Yeah.
And I've been in theater since I was 8 years old. But I started in film when I was going to Eastern. I was doing Running Start there. And local filmmaker Kendra Ann Sherrill cast me in her senior film. And so that was my first film acting experience. And I've been doing film ever since then. And then when it comes to composing, I actually acted in your trailer for Night of the Witch.
Yeah.
Jesse's trailer for Night of the Witch. And just had such a great time. And then he was looking for a composer. And I'm a musician. So he was like, hey, do you know anyone who could score this thing? And I was like, I could do it. You're like, me. I got it. Yeah. So I borrowed some equipment and used some free programs and just threw that score together. But that was a really great, like, fly by the seat of your pants learning experience.
Yeah.
And I got hooked on that too. So I've been scoring films now for 5 years. We made that thing 5 years ago.
I know. Isn't 5 years. Crazy?
The movie or the trailer?
The trailer.
I was going to say.
Yeah, that's how you guys met.
Yeah.
Too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that score sounded really great for just like you said, grabbing instruments and just throwing things together with free programs. Like I would think it's, you know, pro level.
Thank you so much. I was such a fun thing, and it really opened up a new world for me. So I'm glad I got to do that.
That's great.
Man,
that's exciting.
Heck yeah.
All right. And then what is your favorite horror movie score?
Okay. Horror movie scores. I think that you can't talk about horror movie scores without talking about Halloween.
Absolutely.
It's so iconic.
That is. Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like it has influenced just about every horror score since then.
Definitely.
Just that piano. I mean, that actually influenced a lot of what I did with The Night of the Witch. The do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. That was kind of the inspiration for the scene when Heather is walking out and then gets her throat slit in Night of the Witch.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I kind of pulled sort of just the vibe of that tinkly piano. But here, I wrote down a couple others just as kind of honorable mentions. Oh, I don't want to talk about that yet because it's on my zombie list. But Midsommar has a really cool, creepy, crazy score. I don't even know really if that counts as a horror film too, but
We hate that movie.
Do you?
Yeah, but I
want to hear more about this. I want the tea on this.
After we watched it, we were both like, we just wasted 2.5 hours of our life.
Oh my
God. We can't get back.
That's so funny.
All you had to do was not go into the place that made you drink LSD before you went into it. So, thanks.
I understand why people like it, much like, you know, a lot of other films. I can see why people like it. But I didn't. So I liked his first movie, Hereditary.
That movie.
I liked that one.
It was awesome.
And then watch Midsommar, and that made me not like that one anymore either.
Really?
Made me like it like a lot less.
Yeah.
I just didn't like the characters. I didn't.
They're obnoxious.
They're
very
and there
obnoxious
were so
characters.
Many instances where you're like, of course you're dead, because there's so many warning signs, and you guys are just like, whoa, and just not relatable, and just like, shut up.
But it's like a common theme in horror movies to run into those situations, but I don't know, something about this one was like...
It was just too...
I don't know.
Yeah, I feel that. I love the juxtaposition of like the beautiful pastel color palette, that pretty imagery, and then just the horrible...
It was shot well.
Scene.
It was shot well for sure. I'd have to, you know, listen to the score, but I haven't.
There are some really cool effects in that, really good tension building. And then I also wanted to mention The Nightmare Before Christmas or Anything by Danny Elfman, because he is
he's a
genius musician. Yeah. I love his scores. So I feel like I'd be remiss not to mention
he's great.
His stuff.
Yeah, cool. I think like my favorite composer is the Scream one, Marco Beltrami.
Mm-hmm.
He does a lot of horror stuff.
Yeah, he does.
I like his sound.
Yeah.
Whatever he does, I like the atmosphere he creates, for sure.
Totally.
Yeah. Well, cool. Let's just jump into it then.
All right.
So,
I just want to say this is my first podcast interview ever and my first Bloody Mary ever.
We are cherry popping tonight.
cherry popping motherfuckers.
Yeah.
All right. Well, great. How's your first Bloody Mary then?
It's good. I said earlier, it's like drinking spaghetti. I'm into it.
Who doesn't like speedy yeah, Ryan?
With a little bit of vodka. Yeah.
All right, let's jump in. So, Tanya, what are your three favorite zombie films?
Okay, I have to pull up my list. Mm-hmm. I feel a little self-conscious about it. I feel like it's very contemporary, and it's some people are not going to dig that. So I'm going to start with my number three, and I actually think I'm going to switch what I put as an honorable mention with my number three. So I want to give my number three position to Train to Busan. Have you seen that one?
I have not. Everyone's saying see it.
You should watch Train to Busan. Yeah. It has such... Oh my gosh, it's intense.
Yeah.
It's very intense, and there's some really great moments in that that are just so, I mean, like adrenaline filled.
Yeah.
And just some really clever zombie effects, and I've been getting a little bit more into like foreign horror films lately because it seems like they play into different elements than you're used to seeing sometimes.
What's like the elevator pitch plot of that
film? you know... They're on a train.
Is it like Snakes on a Plane but with zombies?
It's zombies on a train.
That's cool.
Yeah.
How are the effects? Are they digital?
Oh, they're really good. It's a little bit of a mix of both, I think.
Cool.
But it's a really fun movie. I highly recommend it. I think it's still on Netflix.
Yeah. So it's definitely on the list for sure.
Yeah, definitely check it out. So my number two. I think it's fun that you mentioned that you like comedy zombies.
Mm-hmm. Zombies, yeah, I like it.
Me too. I love them.
So my top two are both zombies. My number two is Zombieland.
Cool.
I love that movie. I think that the characters are so fun. I have to clarify, I mean the first Zombieland, not the second. The second one was fun too, but it just the first Zombieland just catches you from the opening sequence. It's so beautiful. They have like that really high frame rate.
And Metallica, slow motion. Right?
Yeah. Yep. For whom the bell tolls. And awesome zombie images. And then Woody Harrelson is so fun in that movie. Yeah.
The Bill Murray segment.
It's so good. Yeah. It's so good. And I don't feel like it tries to be anything it's not either. Yeah. But it does have some really great horror segments too.
It does.
It does. When they're in the theme park at the end, that's pretty intense.
That was terrifying. I remember like edge of my seat when that was happening.
Totally.
Sure. Yeah. I like the character. Woody Harrelson's character is great. Everyone was good in that.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, it's a good ensemble cast, and it's heartwarming in a way. You kind of get attached to those characters, and that's why I liked the second one too. It just kind of gave you an opportunity to check back in with them and see what they're doing.
Didn't like Amazon when they started doing series try to do a Zombieland series?
I think I heard about that.
And they did like one or two episodes. They're like, nah, shut it down.
Yeah,
shut it down. This sucks.
Yeah, I heard something about that.
I have to go look it up.
But. Yeah, I'm not sure how I would feel about a Zombieland TV show.
Well, they like recast everyone, I think, and kept their names but different actors.
Yeah, and you have to. Yeah. The beauty of that is the chemistry of the cast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's a great pick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I kind of want to hear your three and two from both of you, and then I think we should reveal our number ones.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's do it.
Yes. So Tammy, what's your third favorite?
I've got ADHD. We're changing it up. All right.
Third favorite zombie.
Throwing me curveballs. Well, as you mentioned before, I love zombies.
Mm-hmm.
Zombies aren't my, you know, if I'm going to watch a horror movie, I'm not going to lean towards zombies. I'm not. I want to see some murder and not some virus killing things.
Yeah, yeah.
So my number three is Zombieland.
Oh my God, look at that. I was wondering if we were going to share any.
And kind of like it was like watching it, it was so funny. And I feel like Woody Harrelson was just like born for that role.
Yeah.
Like when he's like, your mama said you're going to be good at something. She didn't.
I guess she wouldn't know that it would be zombies.
And he's just, and just his pure glee in killing the zombies. Yeah. And then like his chemistry with Jesse Eisenberg and then Emma Stone and Abigail Breslin. Mm-hmm. Like they just, it's such a great ensemble cast and the chemistry is really great. And the rules. I like how they like bring out the rules, you know, like
yeah.
Buckle your seatbelt. Yep. Run. Cardio.
I know. Oh, that's such fun. It's the writing in the opening sequence.
Right. And the opening, it just grabs you and you're laughing. And then there is that intense moment in the theme park.
Yeah.
And I mean, the Bill Murray scene is just great, because then when they revisited in two, he's the good dude that killed Bill Murray.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was just like, and just their whole, you know, when they get to the mansion, and just, it was so much fun.
Yeah.
So much fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. His character, Woody Harrelson, is like a mix between Ash from Evil Dead and, I don't know. A cowboy.
Yeah, he has so many good one-liners. I love when he's like, you're a pappy little spit fuck, ain't you?
And the whole Twinkies thing was great.
Oh, the Twinkies. Yeah.
That's why he just wanted Twinkies.
He just wanted Twinkies.
He's like, I'm sensing you're a bit of a bitch.
On that note, what's your number two?
My number two is Shaun of the Dead.
Oh my gosh, okay. That's awesome.
That's actually, from my memory, the first zombie film I enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I saw some of the older ones in the theater, like the black and white ones, when the Garland, which is a theater here in town, that would play, when I was younger, old movies. So I would go to them all the time, and it didn't matter what was there. I was just at the movies. But the one I remember watching and really like, I really like this, is that. It's witty.
Mm-hmm.
I love Simon Pegg.
Another great script, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Such a great script.
Yeah.
And just funny, and you're laughing in the record scene when they're throwing, when he throws a record and they get his collection and they're going, no, not that one. And they throw, not that one. Yeah, they're sorting through it like, oh, yeah, no, toss that one. And they're trying to kill zombies with records and just, and then, like, the little romantic comedy moving in there. And I just, that's the first one I was like, all right, I like this zombie movie.
They came across like a whole group that looked like them. It was really funny.
Uh-huh. And just like he's lazy and they're just sitting on the couch and all of a sudden the zombie's like right there. Yeah, just.
And then he kept his buddy at the end, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that one. And so that was really the first one that stuck in my head. Like, one I liked. And then really like, okay, if I'm going to watch a zombie movie, it's going to have to be funny for me.
Totally.
Yeah. I haven't seen that again. I don't think I've seen that in over... probably around the time it came out.
Oh, man. You gotta watch that one.
Gotta revisit it.
I've actually watched that movie more than once.
Huh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good job.
Si and I were just talking.
You know, with zombies, Zombieland, I can watch it. Mm-hmm. But, like, usually I'm like, all right.
And
Si and I were just talking about how much it takes to get you to rewatch a movie. Like, it's gotta be good if you're gonna spend another 2 hours of your life watching something.
Definitely.
All right, husband. What is your number three and number two?
Let's see. What are they? Let me find my... Okay. Number three for me is the Dawn of the Dead remake from 2004.
Mm-hmm.
Zack Snyder's first movie. I just, you know, right off the bat, I'm going to get it out of the way. So George Romero is like kind of the lord of zombie movies. Mm-hmm. He did Night of the Living Dead, Day of the Dead, Dawn of the Dead. And they're fine, but they're just not my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I like the remake better is what I'm getting at. It was just rad. It looked good. It was one of my favorite film openings. They're playing Johnny Cash over the montage of the whole city, you know, catching on fire and everything that's happening. Have you seen the Dawn of the Dead remake?
I think I have. I think what you're saying is ringing bells, but
yeah, it was cool. Fun acting, fun gore. There was a cool character arc with like a security guard where he was a douchebag.
Yeah.
And then they do a thing where he came around and then you like him. And I just love it almost in any movie when they pull that off.
Yeah.
Where you start with a character you don't like at all. Mm-hmm. And at the end of it, you're rooting for him.
Yeah.
I think that's hard to do and I don't see it happen too often. So I really like that about it. And the gore was really cool. Like I think the DVD I got, it shows like a lot of the behind the scenes of, you know, how they rigged things, and so that was really fun.
Is that the one that where they have a dog and they're on top of the mall?
Yes.
And they've got like the sign where they're saying the celebrity. Okay. Yeah. I think.
And then there's a cool scene where like there's a guy across the way on a rooftop, and then they're like shooting at zombies.
Yeah, because he has the sign that he writes celebrities' names on, and they're supposed to shoot the
lookalike. Rosie O'Donnell, and then he's like, "Oh, I see one. Rosie O'Donnell."
Yeah, they send the dog across to bring supplies.
Yes,
okay,
yeah,
I remember. Yeah. I remember.
I just like that one. That one's I can watch it more than once, and I have, and it's entertaining every time I watch it.
Yeah, we watched that one a couple years ago, right?
Yeah, Ving Rhames is cool in it. Yeah, I just. Like, there's zombie babies. There's a zombie baby.
Oh, that's right. Because he chained her up to the thing. Oh,
she was pregnant the whole time, and then she gave birth to the zombie baby.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Yeah. That is a fun... That's a fun one.
Yeah. Then that's there's the, like, the big, fat zombie lady that's running, like, the wife. Yeah, that's a good, good one. That's my third. Number two, 28 Days Later, 2002. Okay. When you're talking about the conversation of... best zombie films or best horror films, I think this is in the conversation, at least for me. I think it's solid, and I think it was ahead of its time a little bit. The director is really great, Danny Boyle. Mm-hmm. And this came out when they were just starting digital instead of film. It was like that transition. And so many movies got it wrong. Like, they were shooting things wrong. They looked like crap. But he was one of the ones that it looked good.
Yeah.
And it was shot digitally.
Yeah.
I thought the zombies look really cool with their
zombies were cool.
Red eyes and puking up blood and running all around. Cillian Murphy did a great job. I like the plot and the premise. And Walking Dead kind of ripped it off.
Yeah. We watched that, I watched that for the first time like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, isn't this like Walking Dead?
Yeah, because it starts with he wakes up in the hospital and doesn't know what's going on. And that's exactly how Walking Dead starts. Unless like the comic came first and then this one ripped off the comic. But I don't know. It's just that's how Walking Dead starts. Mm-hmm. But it was really cool. Like the shots of, I don't know how they pulled it off. They had like huge shots of like London completely empty. Just the man walking the street. That was really cool. I think it was, what a lot of zombie movies do is, it's a lens to society. Like, that's the lesson, the hidden lot of these zombie flicks. And I think this one did a really good job doing it.
Totally.
Yeah, yeah. What do you guys think about 28 Days Later?
I enjoyed it when we watched it 2 days ago.
Yeah, yeah.
I enjoy Cillian Murphy. I think he was great. You get to see all of his bits in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Which...
you get to see his wiener and his butt.
My horror movie, he's always like boobs, and I'm like, we have yet to see no man butt.
Maybe there are other parts. We need to write something,
right?
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Do
you like 28 Days Later?
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not one of my favorites, I would say, but I think it's got some cool elements in it. I've seen. Like all of the zombie movies, and so I get them a little muddled in my head. But if I'm thinking about this, they have one that they keep out back, right?
Yes.
That they keep changing.
Yeah. So like the third act of the film, they go to this like military compound where they think they'll be safe.
Yeah.
Then like that's where like the real terror sets in, because the military, they're bad. They want to
that's the thing is that the people are the bad
they
guys.
They want the
not
girls,
the zombies, right?
So they can rape them and impregnate them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was like. What? And then the second half is like a zombie with Cillian Murphy killing them all off.
Then it starts raining and he's got his shirt off. And then he's like going around killing people. And
I think that might have been part of the thing where I was just like, could you pick a plot?
I can see that. Yeah. I can see that.
But I do. I think it's a nice, solid, solid choice.
Cool. Well, let's move on to number one. What's
number
your
one's,
favorite
okay.
zombie film?
My favorite zombie film is Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk about the soundtrack of that movie, too. It's got a great soundtrack. It opens with Ghost Town by The Specials.
Okay.
They're one of my favorite bands. They're a ska band, and I was in a ska band for 6 years, so... Mm. That band just kind of has a special place in my heart. I don't know if you know the song I'm talking about.
This
town is becoming like a ghost town. Yep, that song. And it's just like, that song's so spooky. And I love the opening sequence when it just shows everybody going about their days. And they could be zombies. Like, that's why. And that's one of my favorite elements about that film is that the zombies are happening through like the first... you know, the whole time, probably the first 45 minutes. And you just, Sean doesn't notice. He like goes to the store. He's all tired. He picks out his treats and like can't get the attention of the guy at the counter. So he just leaves money. And it turns out the guy's dead. Everybody's zombies. He just doesn't even notice. And I love all the little family, like the mundane family drama.
What kicks it off? How does he realize that it's happening? I forget.
Oh, I think their roommate get sick?
I think so.
Oh, their roommate gets mugged. He thinks he got mugged the night before.
Right.
Yeah.
And then
okay.
And it turns out he got bit by a zombie. Yeah, he's like, the guy bit me. Yeah. So he turns it out to be a zombie, but I think there's also like it's the backyard scene where they're using the record.
Yeah.
That's when they first start to realize. For
sure. Well, and then, like I said, they're sitting on the couch just watching TV, and then all of a sudden there's a zombie in the living room, and they're like, holy shit! And then that's where they run outside and then start throwing records and stuff.
Yeah, and I love how quickly they adjust to the idea of there being zombies, too. They're just like, all right, we'll go to the Winchester.
All right. Let's go to the bar.
Let's go to the pub. Yeah. And all the while, there's all this family drama happening and the relationship drama. It's just so fun.
Yeah.
It's a well-written movie.
Mm-hmm. I love that director. I love Hot Fuzz, I think, is great.
So funny.
Mm-hmm. And what was the other one? End of the World or World's End?
Something like that.
And
Paul. Paul is a good movie, too.
I haven't seen Paul.
I've seen Paul.
Yeah. Baby Driver is great. I like that. Yeah. But Shaun of the Dead, that's where it all started, right? He made a short film first. I saw a short film. I think, right? Yeah, he made a short film and then Shaun of the Dead.
Isn't it a trilogy based on flavors of ice cream? I'm pretty sure.
It could be. I know that the Winchester is in it, all of it, right?
I'm not sure. Is it? Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe I'm making things up.
We're just making shit up now.
Yeah.
No, Shaun, that's a solid choice.
Yeah, that sounds fake. It's a trilogy based on ice cream.
Serves the ice cream.
No, I'm pretty sure that's a thing. But yeah, that's just such a solid movie all around. And I do watch that all the time. It's one of my comfort movies.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
I come back to when I want something I know.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great pick.
And great horror sequences in that one, too. Yeah. When they're in the bar at the end and there's just the horde closing in.
That's terrifying.
And it's sad, too. Like, they're about to kill themselves and then they get rescued.
That's cool. Yeah.
It's a crazy movie.
It is. But so fun.
So fun.
So fun.
Well, what's yours? What's your number one?
My number one is Return of the Living Dead.
Ooh, yep. That was my honorable mention.
Which...
Yep.
Husband had was like, well, you need to watch this.
Oh, yeah. If we're married, you're watching this.
If we're married, this is a movie we're watching. You haven't seen it? What? And so
it's
I'm
so
like,
fun.
How can I not love a movie that has a character named Trash Tits?
Trash Tits.
I'm just saying.
I think her name is Trash.
But I mean, they call her Trash Tits.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Trash Tits. Yeah.
And then just the, it's so fun. It's rad. It's a rad horror movie.
It's well made.
It's well
made. It's very well produced.
And the effects for that time is fun and good. And it's terrible. Like when they're in the graveyard and they're just all coming out and like
it's
no place to go. It's claustrophobic. Yeah. And then they all
mix of horror comedy.
Right.
Naked lady dance scene.
Yes.
So many boners in as a kid.
I'm sure. That is one horny movie. But,
it really is.
What's her name? Leanna Quigley, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. She's a great actress.
Yeah. She has a little horror workout. VHS.
Oh,
yeah, she does. Yeah, that's expensive.
Do you have that?
I don't have that.
It's hard to find. It's worth hundreds. Yeah.
But it's worth hundreds.
It's super entertaining and fun, and it's a rad fucking zombie movie.
Yeah.
And just the coroner in his like velour tracksuit, and they're just
so
like,
great.
It's just. Ridiculousness.
Do I remember a radioactive zombie in that one? Yeah, who comes out of the barrel.
Tarman.
Yeah.
Brains.
Yes. And then they're like, it worked in the movies.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the part where like So then the cops come and the ambulance comes and then they end up being zombies. And then like the zombie cop like send yes. more cops.
Send more police.
Yes, send more police.
I love and that. Oh my gosh.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah. It was just, it was one where I wasn't thinking about it being zombies. Yeah. It was just a rad horror flick.
I think it was like the first zombie movie we watched together. And
it was.
Yeah. Like, you're going to like it.
Yeah. You're going to like it. You're,
even
you're,
if you, yeah. yeah. If you like that kind of stuff, then you'll
definitely.
Like it.
Definitely. Sure. That movie's awesome. Tarman, did you call him?
That's his name.
Tarman.
Tarman.
Okay. I must have missed that somehow. But the effects on that guy are great.
Why? They're
so,
so
scary
great.
And just so icky.
Icky and gross.
Yeah.
And
yeah, how he moved. He's actually the actor who plays Tarman is going to be at Crypticon that we're going.
Oh my gosh.
He's going to be at a booth we're going to in a
few
weeks.
I am going to have to meet him.
My film Night of the Witch is playing at Crypticon in Seattle.
Woo!
Soon. Our film.
Our film. We all worked on that one.
Yeah. Well, cool.
So what's your number one?
My number one is the same movie. It's Return of the Living Dead. I mean, it's one of my favorite horror movies of all time, horror comedies of all time. It's just quintessential horror comedy. Like mm-hmm. you have to watch it, you know, mm-hmm. if you like that stuff. Fun characters, great practical effects, super fun plot, and the soundtrack's really great too.
It is.
Yeah, it is the scoring and then the songs they chose. It's all really good. Mm-hmm. The trash tits dance is awesome.
It is
so good
with the boobs. I like the two Bert and Freddy, right?
Yeah.
Bert and Freddy, the two main guys. Their chemistry together mm-hmm. is great. I like that they tried to kill the first zombie by in the brain, and then it doesn't work.
Right.
And I like that these zombies, you can't really kill them; they're invincible. Mm-hmm. Like even they burn them, and they're at the end, the ash like reanimates. So they can't be killed, which is interesting. I think that's a lot of fun. Some of the most iconic zombie designs are in this, like Tarman.
Yeah.
And then there's the lady zombie that's on the table. It's her torso.
Oh!
And they like kidnapped it.
Yes,
or they just grabbed it. They're interrogating it. Like, what are you doing this for? She's like, brains! And then why? Because it soothes the pain of being dead. That was so great. There's so many cool, and the zombies can speak and run.
Right.
And I think that's, I guess all my top picks, they can all run. So I guess I don't like slow zombies. Like my top three, they're running.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Huh. That's cool.
Slow zombies aren't super intimidating.
No.
They're not. No. I they seem really feasible to be able to deal with.
Yeah. Unless you get overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, I love Return of the Living Dead, and this movie came as a dispute between the creators of Night of the Living Dead.
I was just reading about that.
The two writers, and then they decided to just split rights, and then you can go do whatever you want, and then George Romero can go do whatever he want, and this guy did Return of the Living Dead, and I think I like it better than Night of the Living Dead. I just think it's great.
Yeah.
I like the one character. I think his name's, he's the black character. He says, "What the fuck" is like his line through like the whole movie.
Yeah.
You can watch like a supercut on YouTube of him going, "What the fuck? Fuck, fuck. Get the fuck out of here. Fucking go." Like, it's just fuck is in all of his lines. So it's so great.
As it should be.
Yeah.
It's appropriate for that situation.
But yeah, number one is definitely is Return of the Living Dead. So we agree on that.
We do.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Nice. While we're married.
Yeah. And it's totally on my honorable mention. I'll show you.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that. It was actually
Return
my number three,
Dead.
But I switched them. I felt like Train to Busan was a little bit unsung.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I wanted to give it a little extra credit.
I'm going to have to watch that.
You,
for sure.
You should.
Yeah.
You should. There's some really great moments. I don't want to spoil anything too much.
You know, if I was going to remake a horror movie, this would be on my list.
Yeah.
Like, I would love to get a shot at remaking Return of the Living Dead. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
That would be a lot of fun.
Yeah. That could be really cool.
Yeah.
So now that we've talked about our favorites, let's talk about at least one that we completely dislike.
That's our least favorite, or that we just don't like as much as like other people do, right?
Right.
Okay. It's not a movie. I think I'm going to go with a TV show. I think I'm going to talk about The Walking Dead.
Do it.
I'm going to take a shit on The Walking Dead now. No, but I really liked the first season, like a lot, mm-hmm. a lot. But they got a different director after that, and I really think the quality changed. And I think it was strong for the first few seasons, honestly. But then after a while, I kind of started feeling like there wasn't a whole lot of direction to it. Totally and agree. I lost interest. I mean, I started getting behind because I just wasn't that excited to watch it anymore. And then I got so far behind that I was like, well, there's no point trying to catch up. So I think that it was, I mean, the first season is really great. Like the pilot where we just zoom out and there's the zombies hoarding in on the tank. I love those moments.
It was good.
Some really great horror to begin with. And like, I mean, the bicycle lady, the woman who's torn in half in the pilot, who's just crawling around. Like, she's truly haunting. There's some zombie. Oh, man. And there's another guy. Now I'm just saying good things. There's another guy who's a zombie who, like, steps off the bus. I don't know if you can picture him, but he, like, haunted my nightmares for a long time.
I don't remember
time.
It. Yeah, yeah.
He's got, like, dark hair and just this crazy look in his eyes. But anyway, I just feel like The Walking Dead got a little rambly after a while and...
Yeah.
So
I was going to make that mine too, but I figured.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree. I absolutely agree.
I
think the first couple of seasons are great. I almost love the second season better than the first. And then three was okay. And then it just started going down and I've seen all of them. Like I'll stop. Like I stopped watching for a couple of years, but then I went back and watched them again. Like there's good episodes, but there's five good episodes and 20 that suck.
Yeah, sometimes I think that they just played too much into the like soap opera kind of drama and got away from the horror aspect of it a little bit, which I think it would be really hard to maintain. Isn't that show still on?
It is. I think their final season is coming up.
Yeah.
I think it also like it wore people out of zombies. It did me.
Yeah. That time period everyone was, I mean, we were kind of starting Night of the Witch around, or not Night of the Witch, sorry. We were starting Z Nation around that time too.
Z Nation, the TV show was shot in Spokane here, and we have all worked with people that have been involved with that show for sure.
I worked on it. I interned the first season, and then I was a PA second and third. No. I can't remember if I did two seasons or three.
I remember. Yeah, you were.
Yeah. I was in the production office. I ran around and did the Starbucks runs. So. That was my job.
Awesome. I think the only thing I did, like I went on set one day with this guy to help, a really cool guy to help like shoot the document, the behind the scenes stuff. I was there for a day just checking it out and helping a little bit. But yeah, you know, like Sean, he was on, I think, the whole show. Springer.
Sean and Juan were both, and Jade Warpenberg. Yeah. I think. Yeah, I he think worked with the second
did,
unit.
Yeah, I think he did B camera.
Yeah, yeah. And Juan was the second unit director. Sean, I think, was doing some sound stuff. But yeah. Lots. Pretty much everyone. All the film peeps.
Everyone we know was in Z Nation.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, that's a good, you know, lame one. What's yours? What's your like least favorite?
The Dead Don't Die.
I love that movie.
Really?
I do. Fucking hated that movie.
Hate
you
it.
Did.
I hated it so hard.
You know what? It was so cute. Well,
I'm just gonna say it's mine too, so we can just talk like this.
Drama in the studio.
This is good though.
We walked. We're like, okay, it's supposed to be like it's good. The cast, and we watched it, and it was like on one of our first podcasts. We talked about movies we like hated that year.
It was our second podcast, like our top, our favorite movies of the year and our least favorite. And
that one, I didn't watch the whole thing. I was so pissed off.
So again, this is fun. This was like our least worst movie of that year, and our second was Midsommar.
Oh my god! And I'm like, oh my god, you guys, I love those movies.
No, it's good. You have to have people with different opinions. It's great.
I just thought, like, it was so, like, I have money and I know people and we're just going to make a movie and we're just going to, like, just
it was a little
off.
Pretentious.
It was so fucking pretentious.
That's fair.
And it was like, oh, and it was like, whatever, we just, I just bored and, like, my friends came and we played around for a day, whatever. It was like, shut the fuck up. And I couldn't finish watching
That's
it because
so
at some
fun.
Point I was like, are you fucking kidding me? I'm done. I'm fucking done.
I gotta watch it again with that frame of mind. I wanna feel this fury channeled.
Like
through.
I was like waiting for me like, okay, we got Bill Murray, we got Adam
Tilda
Driver,
Swinton.
Tilda Swinton, we have all these people, Chloe Sevigny, like, all, and I'm like, fuck off.
Right.
That's how I felt about that movie. I thought that one was cute. Sai and I went into that knowing literally nothing about it. It was like, I saw that and I was like, I wonder if that's a zombie movie. Let's go see it. So we went and saw it just without watching trailers or anything. Yeah, yeah. That's usually what we try to do if we're going to go to a movie.
That is a good way to
do things. We try not to watch trailers or anything. But yeah, I thought it was cute. I enjoyed all the self-awareness. I hated it.
Yeah, I didn't like it either. I just thought, yeah, kind of the same thing where you have the, I think it was misadvertised, you know, for sure. Like you thought you were getting a zombie movie, but it was just, it was way too meta for its own good. Like there's a scene that, you know, when they're in the car and they're just, they're addressing the script. Mm-hmm. They're like, why did you say that? Oh, cause it's in the script.
And I think that's when I went, fuck off.
and it was,
That's so funny.
It wasn't entertaining. It wasn't funny.
This is so brutal. I want a transcript of this.
It wasn't entertaining at all. It wasn't funny. I think it's what you said. Like it's the director I respect. He's done some good films, right? So, but not this one. This one is.
Oh my gosh! And how did they die? How did the zombies die in that?
Oh god! Oh, I don't remember.
There's no blood or nothing. It was just like fucking.
They dust.
Black dust powder.
They go into dust. That's another thing. I was like, they're fucking zombies.
And then aliens showed up at the end. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, I forgot about the aliens.
Yeah, yeah, I bailed off. He was like, there was aliens, and I was like,
That's what that movie needed.
There's a really cute scene where Tilda Swinton is driving a smart car. Or wait, what are those called? Those little tiny cars.
Hybrid.
Those little tiny ones that like fit one person. Golf cart? Smart. I think it's called a smart car.
Okay, yeah.
She's driving one of those and she's like, what a fascinating little machine. I think that part's very cute. No. I also am a big Sturgill Simpson fan and his, the song that's playing throughout it and they keep referencing it. They're of the song. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I forgot
that's
about that.
Sturgill Simpson. He's a great bluegrass artist.
He's bringing stuff up.
It's a great song. But you know, if you just keep reading,
there was good people in it, which was, I was just baffled as to like Iggy Pop was in it and that other singer was in it. The guy who was observing things the whole time out in the woods.
Right.
What's his name?
Oh.
He's in everything.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I know. Yeah.
Anyways. My biggest thing was you had Bill Murray and Adam Driver, and I think if they would have had like, if they just would have made a horror comedy, they would have had great chemistry together. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was, yeah. If it
would have
been.
But the whole point was like to not make a horror comedy and to just bore you.
To bore you and be pretentious.
I found it very entertaining. I enjoyed that movie thoroughly. Tom Waits.
Tom Waits. Yeah, that's it.
He's so fun. Speaking of Tom Waits, have you seen The Ballad of Buster Scruggs?
Yes.
Oh, that's a fun one. He was so good in that.
His was like my favorite, his section. Yeah. Did you watch that with me?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like he was the gold.
Just guts is all you hit. Yeah.
Gold miner.
Yeah. He's looking for, he's like, I'll get you, Mr. Puckett. Yeah. I'm old, but you're older.
Yeah. I love Tom Waits. He's good. Mm-hmm. I just don't love him in this or anyone at all. This is terrible.
Oh,
I can't believe
you
like it. At least it didn't make your list.
Get out of the house.
At least it didn't make your list.
Yeah, if you that would have made your top list, if you had to be like, Tanya, we have to have some serious conversation.
We're not airing this podcast, actually. Your opinions are invalid.
Well, also, like, our most favorite and our least favorite are the same ones. So, hey, that's pretty cool.
Nice. Yeah. That's awesome.
And Shaun of the Dead, that's a great pick.
And
Walking Dead is a great pick, too, for, you know, disappointing.
You know, I didn't watch it when it started, and then I didn't watch it at all. And then when we started dating, like, he would come over and watch it.
I just used her because she had cable.
He just used me because I had cable and a big
a good reason.
A projector and TV.
This,
yeah. So he would come over, you know, and watch it. And I'd be like, okay, I'd watch it with him. And then I'm like, what is this shit?
Carl.
Fucking Carl, dude. Carl is always getting lost. There's like the entire third season is like, where's Carl?
Where's Carl?
And so he's like, you have to watch. No, it's really good. And so I watched like the first season and then we kept watching. I was like, this isn't good.
No.
It's really boring.
Okay, now I'm going to defend Walking Dead because you watched so much trash.
I watched so much trash. I did.
Oh, trash. Trash was good.
It was like, I was like, I can't. I don't think I can. I can watch any more of this. And thank God that you were like, you know, I think
some,
okay,
some
stop.
Of the acting in the first season, like the girls who play Andrea and Nikki, terrible actors. terrible.
I'll agree. I think Andrea, she was a blonde. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't like her.
I
character.
Think they killed her off because she was bad.
Yeah. The governor, he was my favorite villain.
He's a great villain.
Like, I love Negan, but I don't think you made it to the governor.
I didn't, because I was like, I can't do it.
But I think after, I think post-governor is about when I died off with The Walking Dead. I think I lost interest after his character was gone.
Yeah. Well, they did the thing where it's popular to kill off. There was this time, I think we're past that now, where it's like super popular to kill off main characters. Game of Thrones is doing it. Yeah. Walking Dead was doing it. And it's a fun tool, but like all the shows started doing it. So they got rid of some really good characters. Like
I remember there being some deaths that I was really mad about. Yeah. I can't specifically remember who right now, but
Daryl's brother, Merle.
Merle.
He was like one of the best people in that show.
He was a great character, yeah.
But
yeah, Daryl's so yeah. We have to give an honorable mention just to Norman Reedus's biceps. Yeah. They're the star of
The
Walking Dead.
They're the star of The Walking Dead.
Right. He's great in it.
He's so hot.
Yes. He is. He's sexy. And you know, I don't think he got as much recognition until Walking Dead came out, because he did like a lot of indie stuff, underground stuff. He was doing things in like the 90s. He's in like Blade 2 and a whole bunch of other indie films.
He's in Boondock Saints, isn't he?
He is.
Boondock Saints. He's great in the show.
Yeah.
Definitely. But, that's our favorite zombie films and some of our least favorite ones.
I'm so glad we got to talk zombies. I love zombies.
So. One thing I guess I want to touch on is, so what do you guys think? Do you think zombie films are going to be as popular now that we had a viral pandemic?
Ooh, that's a great question.
Like, just to get a little serious here for a second, like, because they all have that, a lot of them have that theme where viruses spread and now it's getting bigger and bigger and you hear it on the news. And
you know, you never really see like, man, who would have thought that one of the hardest things about dealing with a pandemic would be like the political aspect of it.
Right?
And you never see that in zombie movies.
Yeah.
That could be a really fun element to play with.
You don't. You're right. Because all the zombie movies, like there's no more government.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Yeah, it's just.
They're just gone.
You
just
never crumbled. Really get to see the meltdown as much.
Yeah. Yeah, how would our government handle that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to say poorly.
Probably.
With a lot of like, conflicting information.
Be planes
and just,
going
like,
overhead, just dropping bleach over.
Just bad.
On social media, they're going to be like, the zombies are a hoax.
The zombies aren't real. Like, you guys, I don't know anybody who has seen a zombie or is a zombie.
Right.
So. I'm just saying.
This would be pro zombie rallies.
Pro zombie rallies.
No, I feel like
they're gonna elect a zombie.
I feel like it might.
I mean, we're making the movie right now. It needs to be made.
Yeah, come on, people. I feel like it's gonna like sit for a minute.
I think so.
I think so. I think we're all a little raw. We need some positive media for a while.
Yeah, yeah. Well, anyways, on that note, positive media. Tanya, do you have any projects you're currently working on or would like to plug?
Sure. Yeah.
And where can we find your work? What work are we like? Go find on your stuff.
Yeah. Let's talk about that. So I just graduated from college about a month ago.
Woo!
So I'm, thank you. Thank you. It took me 9 years start to finish.
Hey,
but you finished it.
I did.
That is all
it's
that matters.
It's done. It feels so good to have it done. Yeah. Took an unconventional path, took a few years off, but made it. So done with college, have a piano degree. And now I'm actually trying to dive more seriously into scoring films and doing the kind of music work that I can do from home, because that was another thing about the pandemic is it made me realize I really enjoy being at home.
Right.
I don't want to go places anymore. I just want to hang out with my dogs and make some music.
That's
so
awesome.
You can actually find my work at www.tanyaballman.com. That's T-O-N-Y-A. B-A-L-L-M-A-N, Ballman, like the superhero.
Rad.
And I'm also on social media, same name, Tanya Ballman, and you can find my stuff on there. I'll be music directing a musical at Gonzaga University in the fall.
Cool.
I think it's called The Mystery of Edwin Drood. obviously haven't done my homework too much yet. I gotta listen to it and get that together. But keep an eye out for that, and I should have some more film scores on the horizon. But right now I'm kind of taking some time to take it easy and recover from the school gauntlet.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, we'll put links and stuff in the description and wherever you're watching or listening to this podcast. And also we'll put links to Night of the Witch that we've talked about too. Go check that out. Awesome.
Well, thank you guys for having me on.
Thanks for being here. We'll do a cheers.
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 Thanks for being on our podcast. And our Bloody Marys are pretty much dead, and so are we. So drink in moderation, enjoy life and death, and
bye-bye.
Catch you next time.
Peace out, y'all.
See ya. Bye-bye.